Apollo 13 Houston.
Go ahead,
Roger, Jim, if you've got a couple minutes now, I'd like to read up to you the change to the LEM entry procedure that we'd like you to observe at 55 hours and the rationale for it. Over.
Okay, stand by.
Roger.
Go ahead, Joe.
Okay, before you start copying, this procedure is basically simply to activate the supercritical helium pressure gauging so that you can read it. And
no.
The concern here is lest this supercritical helium pressure reach 1800 PSI by 103 hours, at which point we'd be within a possibility of rupturing the burst disc when you activate the dips. Now, based on the pressure at launch and based on a nominal rise time of about 6.5 PSI per hour between then and now, the pressure should read about 710 PSI. Stand by until we get better time. The pre-launch pressure in the sheet tank and the nominal rise time of about 6.5 PSI per hour, the pressure should be about 710 at 55 hours. Are you reading? Over. Jim Houston, did you read that last?
Joe, I'm on Omni C now. How do you read?
13 Houston, you're loud and clear now. Inco tells me he's having a little problem at Goldstone and wants me to stand by for a minute.
Hey, how do you read now, Joe? I'm going from Omni C to D now.
You're still loud and clear on D, Fred. Stand by one.
Okay, I'll put her back to Omni B if y'all want to take command again. And the last thing we heard, Joe, was that the Supercrit should be reading about 710 PSI.
Okay, that's the last thing I passed up, and while we're waiting for INCO to decide here, let me continue. The dead band that is considered acceptable is between 660 and 770 PSI. In other words, any rise time that'll give you one a pressure between those two will keep you below the critical pressure at 103 hours or so. So we expect it to read in that band, and if it does, there'll be no problem. If it reads between 770 and 800 PSI, we will want you to check the pressure again at about 59 hours, and I'll get the detailed procedures in a minute. If the pressure is equal to or greater than 800 PSI, we're going to have to go into some more detailed procedures. We're going to try to get PCM data on it, for one thing. We may have to have you sit there and stare at the gauge for a while to find out when it clicks up and get an accurate rise time on it. And in an extreme case, we're even thinking about a dip spurn. But we don't really think that'll happen. Now, if you're ready to copy, what I have for you is a change or an addition to the LEM activation checklist between pages TLC1 and TLC2, which consists of 7 steps. And if you can find a blank side there to write it down, and I'd like to pass it up, over. Okay, you're loud and clear on Omni-C. Stand by one while we get ANCO synced up.
Okay, the rest of your update was that it's okay if it's anywhere between 660 and 770 PSI. If it is above 770, you're going to ask us to consider going back in at 59 hours and either get PCM going or sit there and give you gauge reading changes on the basis of time. And you said something about an extreme measure. We may have to consider some sort of DIPS maneuver.
That's correct, Fred. We don't have procedures for that yet, and we don't have any real expectation of getting into it. The procedure I'd like to read up to you now is simply the steps required to get the supercritical helium pressure reading at 55 hours. Over.
Okay.
Okay, I'm calling this page TLC1-A, step 6, transfer to LEM power.
Stand by one, Joe.
Okay.
Okay, Joe, he's ready to copy.
Okay, step 6. Transfer to LEM power, parenthesis, floodlight blink, caution warning power, caution light on. Report GET to MCC. Panel 11, circuit breaker EPS, translunar bus tie, close. Circuit breaker, panel 16, EPS, translunar bus tie, close. Circuit breaker, panel 11, lighting, utility, close. And activate utility lights. Over. And 13 Houston, select Omni Bravo, please.
Okay, Joe, I created a new page here called TLC-1A, item 6, transfer to limb power. And the usual, check that the floodlights blink and I get the caution warning power light on. I get a GET from Jack and I'll pass that down to you. Item 7, circuit breakers, EPS, X-cylinder bus tie, panels 11 and 16 closed. Step 8, circuit breaker lighting, the utility on panel 11, the close and turn on the utility lights. However, if the lighting is such that I don't really need those, they're in storage right now, I guess, in the ISA, and I'll probably just leave them there.
Okay, that's optional. The way we have page TLC-1A written, that was all part of step 6. You haven't even gotten to step 7 yet. Step 7 is as follows. Fred Houston, are you with me? Apollo 13 Houston, are you reading me now?
Okay, Houston 13, how do you read?
13 Houston, loud and clear. What am I on now?
I'm going to stay Omni B if y'all want to take command back, and you can let Inco jockey him around between B and D. And how many steps we got so I know that the right big or small there, Joe?
Okay, we got step 6 through 12, but step 7 is the same size as 6, and 8 through 12 are short. They're only one line each.
Okay,
step 7 follows. Circuit breaker, panel 11, AC bus B, helium, PQGS, propellant display, close. Circuit breaker 11, AC bus B, numeric lighting, close. Circuit breaker 11, AC bus B, bus tie inverter 1, close. Circuit breaker panel 11, EPS, inverter 1, close. Circuit breaker panel 16, instrumentation, sig sensor, close. Inverter 1,
hold on a minute, Joe.
Okay.
My short hand is rather poor today. I'm now up to circuit breaker pin 11, inverter 1 close.
Okay, the next was circuit breaker panel 16, instrumentation, SIG sensor, close. Then inverter 1, select. Then helium monitor to super crit press. Report super crit press to MCC. Over. Houston, you're coming through. We still have some background noise. Do you want to read back step 7?
Okay, Houston, 13.
13, Houston, go ahead.
Okay, Joe, the last thing I got was helium monitor to supercrit pressure.
Okay, and the last part of step 7 is report supercrit pressure to MCC. And read back step 7.
Okay, step 7, circuit breaker panel 11 AC bus B, helium 2 TQGS display close. Same circuit breaker pin 11 AC bus B, numeric lining close. CB pin 11 AC bus, is that AC bus B, bus tie inverter 1 close?
That's affirmative.
And CB EPS inverter 1 pin 11 close. CB panel 16, instrument signal sensor close. Inverter 1 select. Helium monitor to supercrit pressure. Report pressure to missing.
Okay, that's correct. Now, step 8 is on MCC request, perform step 9. In other words, you wait for us to decide what to do, and that's according to the gouge we've already given you. And step 9 I'll give you now is helium monitor to off, inverter to off. Over.
Okay, step 8 says set in an MCC hold. Step 9 says on MCC's words, helium monitor off, inverter off.
Roger, that's correct. Step 10 is configure circuit breaker panels per activation 3 and 4.
Okay, configure step 10, configure circuit breakers per activation pages 3 and 4.
Roger, that's correct. Step 11 is deactivate the utility lights if you activated them. And step 12, which is the last one, is transfer to CSM power, usual observations, and report time to MCC.
Okay, step 11, deactivate utility lights. 12, transfer to CSM power, note the usual observations, and report to GET.
Okay, that's it. And of course, Houston will be requesting you to go to step 9 if the pressure is less than 770. If the pressure is between 770 and 800, we will be asking you to do the following if you're ready to copy.
Stand by. Gonna find some more blank paper.
Yeah, this is gonna be page TLC-3, but it's very short.
Okay, go ahead with TLC-3.
Okay, stand by 10 seconds, friend. Fred Houston.
No, go ahead.
Roger, we'll hold off on that. It was a short three-step procedure which said repeat activation pages 1A and 2, but there was another step in it that nobody understands. So essentially what we'd recommend in that case would be that you repeat the procedure we just passed up for reading the supercrit pressure. And if we need to, we'll clarify it later on. And that's all we got.
Yep. Okay.